Exclusive: House Republicans, Nancy Pelosi using Economic Disparity Committee to push socialism. By Sean Moran on November 4, 2021. Representative Brian Steele, RY, and other House Republicans told Breitbart News that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is using the House Committee on Economic Disparity to advocate for socialist policies. Steele spoke to Breitbart News as the House Select Committee on the Economic Disparity and Fairness and Growth held its first hearing on Wednesday. Steele, the ranking member of the committee, explained Pelosi created the committee and personally attended the hearing, a rarity for the California Democrat. He said Democrats hope to use the committee to convince the American people to back their socialist policies. This is Nancy Pelosi's baby, and she clearly wants to utilize this as a platform to push pro-big government solutions, he said. In contrast to the Democrats' rhetoric, Steele said all Americans experienced a vibrant economy under former President Donald Trump. Under President Trump, we had one of the best economies we've seen in generations. We had low unemployment rates, we had high worker participation. We had growing incomes, and in particular, for low-income workers of all backgrounds, Steele explained to Breitbart News. Steele said Tuesday's Republican victories in Virginia, New Jersey, and elsewhere proved Americans do not want the left's radical policies. Ultimately, the American people will be the jury on this. But I think the education of last night gives us some real hope that the American people do not want to see us go further down this path towards big government socialists, the Wisconsin Republican remarked. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, told Breitbart News in an interview Pelosi hopes to use this committee to build the momentum for what they call social infrastructure or socialism. Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, said in an interview with Breitbart News, I think it really comes down to socialism versus capitalism. And are we going to be a country and have a federal government that promotes equal opportunity or equal outcome? Are we going to really empower workers through innovation and individualism? Or we're going to take a one-size-fits-all approach of the heavy hand of government? I think when you look at what happened in Virginia last night, you see what's happening right now in New Jersey with the governor's race. Americans are overwhelmingly rejecting this idea that government is the answer, Kamick said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.